Subscribe and listen to the Pop Culture Show with Barnes, Leslie, and Cubby.
Wow, what a busy week for This Week in Pop Culture. I never saw this coming, but Joe Exotic, who's still in prison, by the way, gave an interview and is saying that Carol Baskin is willing to help him get a pardon.
Plot twist.
What? I know. Wow. Hello?
And how's she going to help?
Well, Cubby, here is Joe Exotic from prison.
Carol and Howard Baskin said that they would vow to help me get a pardon if I would support the Big Cat Safety Act. It is time for Carol and Howard to put up or shut the hell up, because I'm accepting their offer.
That doesn't sound like a very nice way to accept someone's offer to help you get a pardon.
Not at all.
Not at all. I guess he's willing to help her with, what is that, an Animal Rights Act that she's putting forth? That's what it sounded like.
But that sounds like old. Like maybe like she said that maybe like in passing 10 years ago and all of a sudden, well, if you were in jail and if you would do this, I would get you out.
Right.
Because it took him a year to come up with that.
Yeah. What are the odds he'll ever get out?
Zero.
Or be pardoned?
I mean, his best shot was when Trump was like pardoning 120 people like a week.
Right.
That was his chance.
And how bad is it that he wasn't one of them for him?
Right.
I mean, like you're that low on the totem pole.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Trump is like, you know, putting murderers on the street or whoever it was. I mean, there were some questionable ones that that he let
and
out.
And there's Joe Exotic.
Here's a funny one from air travel. You ever fly Southwest Airlines?
Oh, come on. I fly Southwest all
I don't mind them.
I know. We've gotten into that before. I think, Cubby, before you were here, I don't like the whole sitting backwards thing. And then, like, you can't.
You can pick your own seat.
I want to know my seat before I get there. I have that kind of control I need. But this was not Southwest. But one of the things that Southwest is known for is their funny announcements. Like, they try to get cute on the,
yes,
on the PA.
Right.
Listen to this guy. Someone on TikTok captured this. And the dude was getting pissed about, I guess, women were not putting their purses under the chair, but
right,
he went a little beyond that and was taking a little heat. And I think he got so far down the rabbit hole that he didn't know how to stop.
I don't like safety violations, dude. That's why we are here, to ensure your safety. So push that stuff all the way beneath the seat. Ladies, that does include your purses, pocketbooks, handbags, etc. All the way underneath. And that includes Gucci bags. We don't care if it's a Gucci bag. It still goes underneath the seat. Especially if it's a fake Gucci bag. We're going to know it's fake too, because what happened was, when we reach 5,000 feet, the G's going to be falling off. Handle going to be breaking. You're going to get to Philly with a Gucci bag. I'm just saying. Nevertheless, good morning and welcome aboard.
I want that guy.
He's awesome.
Hire him.
I love that.
When you get above 5,000, the G's going to fall off and you're going to arrive in Philly with an Uchi bag.
I just can't believe someone's recording at all times.
Well, it sounds like he was being funny before that and they just kind of picked it up midstream. But
mm-hmm. Right.
Damn, dude. He sounds stoned. I don't know what airline that was.
Now, he just sounds like a cool guy.
It was like he was doing stand-up.
Right.
He's going to get hired.
He needs.
But yeah. I will say, when people are funny like that, like you and I, we all appreciate it. But if you like, are, if you have a fear of, well, I'm sorry, motorcycle went by. Jesus Christ.
Like, what?
That
where are you?
So funny. It sounds like my house.
If you have a fear of flying, like if you're on your first flight ever, you're thinking, this guy, is he taking this seriously? And you get more nervous, I think.
Or you get loosened up.
That, yeah, that too. It can work both ways. All right, you tech geeks, Apple held their Apple 2021 event last week,
yay,
which showcased, yeah, applaud, Barnes. I know you're happy about this. It showcased some of their new products, such as an upgraded iPad Pro. You got new iMacs coming, and AirTag. Speaking of flying, AirTag is nothing to do with flying, though. It's a tracking tool that can help you find your missing keys, wallet, or anything you put the AirTag on. It's really cool. It uses a feature called precision finding, and it gives you directions to your object. So you're looking for your keys. I guess it'll talk to you and say, to the left, like Beyonce. I don't know.
Have you seen it? It looks really cool.
I've yet to see the picture. What does it look like?
What does it
looks like a quarter. It looks like the size of a quarter. It's got an Apple logo on it, and you can stick it to things, but they also sell like a keychain where you can put it in the keychain, you know, like the little logo in the middle.
Right.
And when you open your app, it's literally like you're playing a game. It's arrows like go right, Leslie, go right, 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 left, right, right, and it takes you right to the bag, and then it's like, ping, and you
find it. So you're actually going to want to lose shit just for doing this.
Yeah, I want to put it on our cats.
But I want to know what this new feature is. Precision finding.
That's it.
I guess they weren't going to use Bluetooth, but they were thinking about Bluetooth and came up with some new technology.
Well, they've been talking about this tag for 2 years now. Everyone kept thinking it was coming out with the next announcement and the next announcement. And it's just, I don't get it. Like, how did you live before? I mean, now you can find, but you can't put it on anything. I don't know how far it works. Like, can you put it on your luggage?
Yeah, what's the radius?
Like, yeah, good question.
I haven't seen any of that.
Cubby, what are the two things that really excite Barnes? When we talk about
technology, well, anything Apple.
Anything Apple. And
Reese Witherspoon?
Tesla.
Oh, okay. Tesla, yes.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Actually,
he comes alive.
Can I ask you a question about Tesla? This is not planned.
You know how many friends that I have that call me with this same, that's how they open it up?
All right, well,
it's so funny. I want to get a job there and Apple.
Why are you not a consultant?
I should
Quick
be.
Question.
Yes, sir.
You know, Teslas have the whole roof is a sunroof,
yes.
Right? Well, I'm noticing that it's getting warmer here in New York area, that sun really does a number inside.
I haven't noticed that.
How? That's crazy, because I just bought a sunshade on Amazon, and it's for Tesla, they say, but it's a third party. I'm getting it like later this week, so I haven't installed it yet. But dude, it's like a greenhouse in there.
I don't
you,
get
you don't
that.
Get hot in your car?
We're hotter in Atlanta than you all. And
you
I
all.
You all are.
What?
Y'all.
I just think it's going to be a big problem, because it's only in the 70s here, and my car is getting like low 100s in the day. And I'm thinking by July, it's going to be like 140
no,
in there.
I haven't had that problem. And I get those calls now. Guess who I get those calls from now, Leslie? Jimmy Barron. He just bought a Tesla.
Jimmy B got one?
Oh,
which one?
The yours. He's trying
the
to
y?
Be like you. Yeah, he regrets leaving, and now he wants to be everything you do, he does.
Please.
No, so
he's a legend.
He bought a Tesla. And I would be sitting at breakfast and say to him, you should get a Tesla, because he's like, my lease is coming up, and I don't know. And I'm like, get a Tesla, Jimmy. You'll love it. No, Barnes, that's just too difficult. And then this week, at first I get the call, Mr. Barnes, I'm getting a Tesla. And he has all these little voices that he does. So anyway,
what do you think happened in Texas, by the way? That Tesla that was on autopilot, but nobody was in the driver's seat?
Yeah, nobody was in the driver's seat. That's pretty scary. The guy got in the back seat. He's like, watch.
Right.
But he didn't have the full self-driving package, supposedly. That's what Elon said.
Correct. And
oh, Elon, you're on a first name basis.
Okay, yeah. Mr. Musk. I don't know if he's released the data yet, but the guy apparently was like, look at this, and got in the back seat.
And
that's what people think happens.
Yeah.
And then autopilot would disengage if you don't like touch it after a certain amount of time, and they probably couldn't get to it. And then, man, sad. Three people or two
sad
people
sad case,
dead?
Two people. Very sad case.
Yeah.
A lot of Foo Fighters news, Dave Grohl news. You know, Grohl's got that new series that's on Paramount Plus. But, you know, his daughter has an amazing voice. Like, a couple of years ago, he posted this photo of audio of Violet singing an Adele song. And now they've got a song that they did together, an updated version of Nausea.
Yeah, the old X song.
Can you imagine that your dad's Dave Grohl, like she did something at school and she performed at school and, you know, he's there in the audience. That is like the coolest thing ever. Your father is Dave Grohl. Yeah.
Right. And it's one proud father, right?
Who doesn't love Dave Grohl? I mean, how can you not?
I will dig up that audio of her doing an Adele song.
Well, while you're at it, why don't you dig up Dave Grohl? Because I know you have his phone number in your phone.
Hey, can I be a name dropper, by the
Please.
Way? Please. Speaking of legendary singers that have daughters that are doing well, Billy Joel's daughter just started following me on Instagram.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was it Alexa?
She's good.
It's Alexa R.A. Joel on Instagram. And she has some new music coming out. Maybe that's why she followed me. And, you know, we play Billy Joel on Light FM in New York City, and he's a New York legend, but he's a worldwide legend. But I thought it was really cool. She only follows 924 people and has 145,000 followers.
I've heard her.
I do remember she put music out.
Really
she's good.
Yeah.
I have yet to hear her, but I'm going to check
it
out.
Well, here is a fun topic, everyone. First, I want you both to say, Barnes, you're right, because off camera, off mic, a lot of times I have a lot to say about a certain someone. Let's talk about the Cold War. Are you guys up on the Cold War? Demi Lovato?
The most ridiculous story ever.
So if you're not following this crazy story, she called out this California yogurt shop called The Big Chill, which has to be thriving now that she's really gave them the middle finger. I want to go there. I can't wait. The next time I'm in LA, I'm going straight right after I go to the burger.
You're
going to
support them.
Right after I get my burger, I'm going right there. What's the burger place I like there? It's been...
In-N-Out.
Yeah, In-N-Out. And I'm going to go and support them. She got all pissed off about their sugar-free cookies. And the shop responded. They have not run from it. They responded and said, look, there's other things than diet-type foods in here, but that wasn't good enough for her. And she was set off. And man,
she was triggered.
People are being relentless on her. Here is part of her apology. Now, her apology that she put on Instagram Live, I feel like she should have maybe scripted it, or because all it became was me, me, me. Everything was ended with a but. And she accepted no responsibility for attacking this small business in a pandemic, by the way. Here's a bit of it.
So I'm sorry that I got the messaging wrong. I'm sorry that I may have disappointed some people.
That sounds like someone really sorry, right? Right? I mean, just
she sounds defensive. Just saying.
But I'm not coming after a small business as someone with a lot of followers. That's not what I'm doing here. I walked into a situation that didn't sit right with me. My intuition said speak up about this, so I did. And I feel good about that. What I don't feel good about is some of the way that it's been interpreted and how the message has gotten misconstrued over all of it.
Uh-huh. So there is a lot of denial and a lot of finger pointing.
Listen, if you go into an ice cream shop, a bakery, whatever, they always have things for people that might have celiacs or some sort of allergy. Like, I don't like a lot of dairy. So that's what they're providing.
Correct.
I mean, this chick.
She made it worse by that little audio clip there.
And then there was a lot of rumors floating around that she donated $100,000 to this yogurt place, The Big Chill, and that she like DM'd them an apology or made the $100,000. Well, they quickly came out and said, no, that was Photoshopped. That was fake. I saw some people on one of the news channels that were, this was right after this video came out, and they were talking about, well, she has a million followers. And one of the anchors actually was like, yeah, right. Those are all paid for. And I was like, go, boy.
It's just really weird that she would attack this small business over something that's been around forever. People always offer different alternatives.
But Barnes, like you said, it's going to probably only help this small business because of all the hype.
I hope so,
And is it going to hurt her? I guess only time will tell. I don't know what's going on there. But she said she's, what was the term? California sober? There was some term, I'm probably getting it wrong, but it was like California sober, which means I think you can still smoke pot and drink wine.
That's it?
I heard that she's still, you know, partaking, that she hasn't gone like 100% sober.
California sober.
Hey guys, let's segue into some music. We kind of already did music with Demi Lovato, but we weren't talking about music with her. Let me talk about new Black Keys music. There's a brand new song, and if you like long songs, like over 6 minutes long, you're going to love this. Check this out. It's called Crawling Kingsnake. See me coming, call up on your door, crawling kingsnake. And I'm alive. Having that on and being California sober would be a perfect combo.
Yeah. I wanted to dislike this song. I had prepared myself to dislike it because I just thought that they were so overexposed. I can't love it enough.
It's great. I love it.
Well, they haven't put anything out in a long time. And, you know, Dan Auerbach's become this huge producer in Nashville, working with a lot of really cool artists. But I thought the groove was phenomenal. I loved it.
It's very Austin, Texas feeling to me.
Love it. Love it.
Like barbecue joint on the back patio. And that's the little band playing under the little shed. Mm-hmm. Like that's good. Good find, Cubby. Love that.
Thank you.
The Pop Culture Show is presented by Luna Nuda Pinot Grigio. Celebrate the little moments and the big ones with Luna Nuda Pinot Grigio.